There's no stronger wind blowing than the one that blows tonight up the canyon from the desert. Hey, and you don't know wrong from right. Don't give a damn about your convictions or what did you endorse. You have your abstractions and I'll blow you plumb off course. You better run.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Kayak Nerds. This is Ryan, and I'm here with Alan today. And today we have a special guest, and his name is Nick Blake. Nick, hey, let's give yourselves an introduction.
I live here in Buena Vista. Was a raft guide here for like 6 years with Old Buff Joe's, and then I worked at a brewery and a distillery for a while, just being a community member, helped Fred and everyone kind of start the weekly Boater X races. We've been doing that for 5 or 6 years.
Now as King and Queen of the Ark.
Yep, King and Queen of the Arkansas, Monday nights. And I most recently just bought the Little Daisy Liquor Store here in BV.
Heck so, yeah.
Yeah, it's now a Boater-owned liquor store.
That's crazy.
I know where I'm going to stop.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm talking to Fred about getting big, like, you know, obnoxious kayak signs and other things for decor.
Solid. That'd be cool.
Yeah, excited about that.
Right on. Well, we're really excited to have you. Thanks for joining us. What do you guys want to start with?
Well, I don't know. We were just looking up a whole bunch of half slice boats, so it seems like there's quite a bit of enthusiasm on that front. I'll go ahead and introduce myself too. My name is Alan. I own Canyon River Instruction here in Salida. And I basically am just a nerd who talks about whitewater and boats all the time. So that's why I'm here. And I'm glad we're all together and doing it today.
Perfect.
But yeah, so half slice. It's kind of the fun thing. Everyone's got a great one. Ryan, you and I were having a cool conversation actually over text a couple days ago. Talking about kind of what a full-blown dedicated creek boat is versus a river runner. And now a lot of the half-slice boats have that, you know, super ton of volume up in the front, a lot of rocker up in the front, and they're running stuff that, you know, only dedicated creek boats were not too long ago, I feel. And I think it's kind of a cool progression that I've seen in the sport. There are a ton out there, and I honestly haven't paddled a whole lot of the half slices, but if anyone wants to chime in, if you've paddled more of those than I have, what's your favorite? What are you liking? What are you seeing? Do you agree with my assessment that front end is much creakier and in a lot of ways are kind of taking the place of those dedicated creek boats?
Nick, you've paddled the most probably, right? What have you paddled?
Well, so I paddled the RPM for, like, you know, so the original, right? The RPM is probably the OG. That thing was like, you know, total torpedo. It was like similar in the front and the back, you know, and that thing did not have really any rocker, but it was like super fast, you know. And then, and I think, you know, the first big rocker boat, the kind of the flat, the throwback, wasn't that the Brap? Wasn't that the first like kind of big half slice that showed up?
That or the Axiom, maybe? Probably,
yeah,
not as much rocker.
Axiom had been around as well. I guess, yeah, no, I one really Axiom started caring until the Brap came out, and they're like, oh yeah, RPMs.
Yeah.
But I paddled the Ripper for a long time, and man, that boat is also awesome. The thing is, like, they've gotten a lot bigger up front, which, yeah, they're definitely more creaky, but they've also gotten more difficult to get the stern down.
Yeah, I feel that. So, you paddled a couple different sizes Rippers, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the small train right now, just for how playful it is.
Yeah.
I had a medium for a long time, and, like, you know, taking the RPM down Gore Canyon is, like, terrifying. But taking the medium Ripper is, like, it's still terrifying, but, like, with confidence. You can actually make the moves, and you're not going to get too chundered. The small Ripper is kind of, like, I don't know. It's more of the RPM where you feel like you're getting tossed around. It's so narrow, it's hard to stay up.
I was going to say, at that point, it's almost more of a play boat. You probably fall more in the medium range, right? Or right on the edge.
Yeah, I'm like Alan size. I'm a little dude. Yeah. I weigh like, I don't know, 160 pounds when I'm soaking wet.
Yeah.
So it was hard for me to throw around the medium Ripper. Yeah. The small is so fun, right, man. It's fast. It's so narrow. It's like the best thing to surf on a wave.
It is very narrow. Yeah, awesome. I really want to try the medium ripper because I had a large and it was the same. So
yeah, yep. You have to be a lot more perfect with your form, you know, to get the tail under.
Yeah.
Yeah. The larger
it is. What I'm like really excited about right now is the new Antix.
Yeah. You got a chance to paddle that, right?
Yeah, I paddled it once, like low water numbers. It has like a weird like bulge thing behind the seat.
Yep.
So when you do get it vertical, it just like it bobs.
Huh. It actually makes it easier to like keep up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's super cool, man. And It was really easy to initiate. And it's a little bit shorter. It's not like 9 feet. It's not the fastest of the half slices.
It's almost closer to like a, I keep wanting to say Antix, the Dagger version, Axiom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And right? Then like the Rewind. So the Rewind is awesome. The Rewind is just as awesome as the Ripper, but it's like maybe a little creakier. It's not as narrow.
Right.
It's equally difficult to like get on end on the stern, but man, both those boats are just so good.
Yeah. I have an Axiom that's a little bit older, obviously, but I love that boat. When I can get the stern down, it's a lot of fun, but yeah, it definitely takes an eddy line and have to really be on it. But like I say, I'm in the medium, which is perfect for river running, but maybe a little on the light side to actually throw it around, like you were saying.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Are you a Jackson paddler, Nick?
Me?
Yeah.
No, like, it's okay. All right.
I know,
man,
that can be a divide. Like, like, so, honestly, Jackson, I look at the, yeah.
Jackson hands down makes the best playboats.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Bar none. Right. Yep. So like I got a 2009 Jackson All-Star. It's like the first, or it's the second All-Star that they made. That's like my playboat.
Yep.
And if I ever have a son, I'm probably also going to name him Jackson, but besides what? That, yeah.
No, you got to name him the Shooting like, Star.
Yeah, exactly, man. And so like my kids are going to paddle Jackson boats, but no, man, like their designs are pretty rad, man. Like, you know, the first Antix was awesome. One of my favorite of the half slices, it's like super short, you know? So it's like, but it boofed everything. It was so wide and so stubby, but like, really hard to balance on the tail because it was so short.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The second one, you know, they just improved it, man. They made it, went from like, you know, I think like 8.4 to like 8.8. So they made it a little longer, a little narrower, and kind of made the tail more stable. But
this says it goes from 7.7 to 8.5, depending on the size for the 2.0.
The 2.0, yeah. So I guess 8.5 is probably the medium.
Yeah.
I guess maybe the first one was also in that 7 foot range.
Huh. Wow. Yeah, that is shorter than I was imagining.
It's definitely the shortest of all the half slices. Well, I guess Allen's 8.5 is also a little short. But yeah, man, like the most perfect Arkansas river boat. You know, like I paddle a Loki, like a double slice boat, like 90% of the time. But like when the river's over like 1600, like, you know, it's really nice to have that extra confidence of like a half slice. And then like big water, man, it's like, I mean, I'm currently in between half slices, so I don't own one. I'm kind of on the market.
Right.
But mm-hmm. I'm kind of like, you know, it's getting the butterflies thing about being in the Loki and like $3,000. And it's like, I'd much rather be in a half slice.
Right.
So you can still play, still surf. And then they're really fast. So you can paddle away from all the stompy holes.
Yeah, right. Totally. Wow, man. You got me thinking about the Antix. Cause I just picked up, I don't know if you saw, but I just picked up the 2016 Rockstar and I love it.
Yeah.
It's so good. The 3.0, like, it's, I can get it on its stern without my paddle.
Like, dude, that's awesome.
I know. Yeah, blew my mind. So you might have me interested in trying out the 2.0.
Uh-huh. Dude, I really liked the 1.0. Like, it was such a fun boat. Going back to like Gore Canyon, it's like a really good Gore Canyon boat too. It's like way more wide and
right,
stable.
Hmm. Yeah. Did you find
and
slow?
So like this one, I mean, that's what Jackson kind of does the best, right? Their boats are all like really wide and really stable and really like user friendly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then having a half slice, that's a play boat. Like, it's kind of nice to have that extra stability for when you're messing up and going for a little more spicy line.
Fair enough.
Like the Ripper is so narrow, you know, it's real tippy, but it really, really benefits like the aggressive paddler.
I got so frustrated because I really was progressing from like a class 3 to class 4 plus kayaker in the Ripper. And it just like, I was getting tipped over and stuff. I was like, I can do that. And I learned a lot from that boat and I don't regret selling it, but I do. Yeah. It was just a tip me over quite a lot.
Yeah, no, I think I'm really high on the Ripper, the small Ripper, or New Antics.
What are the ones you haven't paddled?
I really want to paddle the Zet Chili. And,
really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. man, I think that boat looks awesome. I love like everything about Zet, man. Their plastic's really burly. They have like a really cool like foam rotomodal seat. Their thigh braces are also like kind of molded in.
Did you see their new string system? It looks like basically like Jackson's for their seat.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that's going to work.
Yeah.
That is my least favorite part about Jackson, but I don't know. They seem to work all the time.
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts on the goat? The Waka goat?
I mean, it's probably awesome, man. All their boats have been really, really right. bad.
Have you got a chance to paddle there? What is it? What is their half slice?
The Stees. No, man, like, because I'm such a little dude, that boat is like, everyone I've sat in, it's just like, it's a bathtub.
Really?
That's huge.
It's definitely too big for me. And like, you know, like with the creek boat, like I'd rather have a creek boat than a really big half slice. You know, like I could paddle a large Ripper probably for a multi-day, but rather right. just take a creeker.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know Noel loves his Stees.
Dude, everyone that has one loves them, dude.
That, yeah.
They're so sweet.
Huh.
Kind of same with the OG, you know, their creek boat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I think yeah, Alan no, and I
excited were, to see those goats.
I think Alan and I were talking about it, and neither of us have paddled Waka or Zet very much, I think.
Well, we just don't see them around here. That's the problem with living in central Colorado. You just very rarely do you get an opportunity to try one and see one new that, you know,
mm-hmm. yeah, someone else like is direct to consumer.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd really like to get in one of those at some point.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm hoping to check them out too. I have a friend that ordered a chili, so I'm excited to check that
out. Oh, cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Here in town, Shout locally?
Vance. Yeah, Vance bought one.
Oh, sweet. Okay. Maybe we can get our eyes on one. Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet to check that thing out.
Oh, have you seen Prion's half slice?
What? No. How do you get a Prion boat? Like, I kind of know how you get a depot. I kind of know how you get a walk boat. How do you get a Prion boat?
I have no idea. Maybe it was just a prototype, because now I'm not seeing it on their website. The Curve? Is that what it's called? No.
That's a cool name.
Nope, that's definitely not it.
They've had some really interesting names in the past.
But yeah.
just wondered.
Don't search them necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm nuts. I swear there was one. Maybe not.
I feel like I saw a picture one day.
Yeah. It's not on their website, so maybe it's not production yet.
Hmm.
So, yeah, man, I mean, if I find an RPM out there for $350, I'm going to just buy it, man. I can't get back in RPM. Well, dude, I'm such like a little dude. I'm like really flexible. I can sit in that boat all day and my legs don't hurt, because that's everyone's complaint is like they're so mm-hmm. uncomfortable. Same thing with the Loki. Like everyone hates those boats, and I can sit in that thing all day. So
How does the RPM compare to the newer boats? I think we talked to Fred about it, and he was saying it's like just uncomfortable.
But yeah, like, so it's there's just performance. Cool. There's just no rocker, man, which means it's super duper fast and you go through waves. So it's like, it's not as like boofy and it's not as confidence inspiring, but man, it does everything, dude. It is so good. Like if you, like you need a max, but if you see an RPM max, you should like 100% paddle. They're way more playful, man. Like I can cartwheel an RPM.
What?
Oh yeah, dude. Like really? Ender Rock, dude. Oh yeah. You can just like,
I can't wait.
And then like, and dude, and then the stern is like perfect. Like every other current half slice, the stern is not as good as the RPM. Like
really
the initiation and the bobbing on your like stern is the RPM is the best, man. Like the antics and the brap, you fall over too much. They're not stable enough.
Really?
Like the rewind and the ripper are really good, but they're really hard to get on stern. But like once you're there, it's good.
Yeah.
So that's like that. The Antics 2 is like the closest to how awesome the RPM is on the stern.
Huh. Really? Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. The RPM is definitely the best, like just stern stalling out of all of them, dude. It's awesome. They kind of miss that. And it's a really good surfer. It's as good of a surfer as the ripper.
Man, you're getting me really stoked on
Well,
RPM,
it's nice
dude.
And fast, right? So you can catch nice glassy waves.
And it's so like the stern is so thin, you can load it. So if you just like put your stern in, that's like, cause it doesn't have rocker. You have to like get it on edge and put the stern in. But like do have this one memory where, like, you know, it was like 3,600 and the numbers, and it's like the 1.5 wave, and just launching my RPM and just like dropping 12 feet and like landing right on my balls and like not being able to like having my eyes water. It was just like the biggest like launch I've ever had. And it was just like all that stern loading. And I just like, it's like this 12 foot drop onto my, like, yeah, it hurt.
Onto the nuts.
It was just like, you can't, like, it's so hard to get air like that. But the RPM, dude, it's just like the speed. It's the fastest boat, man. That was my local fame and luck in the Boater X was all an RPM. That was like
really
the best I ever paddled. Oh, yeah, man. That was the only time I ever won.
Huh. Right. You just go through everything.
I stopped. Yeah. Yeah. You just, like, you know, you don't get splashed by waves because you're just like 4 inches below the surface.
The submarine. It's not a boat. That's,
dude,
cheating.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Huh. That's cool. Yeah. You got me interested in trying that out now for sure.
Dude, if you see a Max, you should just, yeah, snatch one out, dude.
My Cameron's might still be for sale.
And that thing is sweet. It's white. Oh, man. It's awesome. It's like, you don't see, I've never seen an RPM that color.
Yeah.
It's like white and gray. It's cool.
Oh. Another one I want to throw in the mix that I just pulled up that Cass reminded me of, the Verus, the Gladiator.
Yeah, dude, I'm really stoked. CKS actually is getting a demo of the Verus.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
That'll and they also came out, they have a double, like a full slice called the Hellbender.
Oh, really?
That it also looks really awesome.
That seems like about all they make is like slicey boats.
Yeah, they're just making like the rad, like underground, like true boater stuff, man.
Yeah, true boater.
You know, the daily class 4 boats, not the really stout, you know, weekend class 5 stuff.
That's actually a pretty good price point too, especially with the Piranha going up. The Gladiator's only $1,200.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah, so I'm really stoked to check out that demo when CKS gets it in.
Yeah, me too.
Totally.
Yeah. Huh. Okay, out of left field. Could they make? No, they couldn't. Like a dynamic duo slice boat.
you could like double, dude, I think you just cartwheel the dynamic duo, man. You get that thing in like Pine Creek Hole and everyone, it's like 1, 2, 3, get up on your right edge, double pump.
Yeah, we got this. All right, who's trying it?
I'm in.
And then what if they do, what about the opposite? So like Krieger in the back, Party in the front.
That would be so terrible.
That'd be awful.
That's like, so, man, that's my experience with the Ozone. I'm sure the Ozone's awesome boat. I just don't fit in it. But like, I jumped in the Piranha's like new full slice to Ozone last year. Mm-hmm. Maybe the water was too high. I don't know. It was like really high at Pine Creek. It was like a Dawn Patrol. But man, I could not lean back on the tail, dude. I was just getting like plugged and like my bow was just diving into like every wave and every hole.
How
and
high
I was
that?
Like getting stood up. I was like 2,300.
Well, at Ozone and Pine Creek at 2,300, what do you expect, man?
Well, we put it below the hole. Like, we weren't okay. Paddling Pine Creek.
Okay, gotcha.
It was like 6 a.m. I was way too scared. I was like, yeah, I didn't even want to put in there. I was like, new boat. Yeah. I was like really loosening it. So I'm sure it was just terrible fitting, but.
So I demoed the Ozone too, and I wedged myself in a medium, and it was like, and I decided to do browns without outfitting the feet. Mm-hmm. That was a brutal day. If you're 6'3", I recommend definitely not doing that. My feet may have been numbed forever from that. But it was a cool boat and I would like to try the large.
Yeah, I think I was like too small for it and I didn't have it like outfitted right.
But yeah, yeah.
I mean, I fit in the Loki, man. There's no reason to try any other full slice.
Right.
Alan, you have a Loki too, right?
Yeah, that's what I was in the park in the other day. It's a really fun boat. Yep.
I
love the Loki.
So
and I'm like you,
hard.
Nick. I say, I'm like you, I'm flexible and bendy and I can like wedge myself in that little guy and stay in it for however long I want. So.
I am so jealous. I tried so hard to wedge myself into a Loki. The only way I could do it is if I cut my feet off.
Yeah. Dude, have you tried the home slice?
I haven't taken it out, but I have sat and it's totally doable.
Yeah, man. Every single person that I know that fits in the home slice and paddles it absolutely loves it. Says it's like just the best.
I have
that's your size.
I have a centrifuge.
Oh, you fit in that?
Barely. Yeah, that one's pretty tight. My hips are complaining after I get out of it. And I also have a Dagger Outlaw. So
those are perfect. Yeah, yep. You don't need it. You don't need a new boat.
Nope. And I spent next to nothing on them, and they're beautiful and they're cool. So,
so the only reason why I have a Loki is because there is this like really, really awesome dark green and black like Loki in front of CKS for sale a few summers ago. And it had this like little orange Cocopelli sticker, and I'm like from New Mexico. And I was like, oh man, like I really should buy it, but like I probably shouldn't spend the money. And I was like looking at it every day. And then Alan goes over there, walks in, and just snatches it up. And I was like, oh, I was so bummed. And like literally, I was like, oh man, like I'm never gonna see another Loki. Like Alan just like snagged that. I was like, oh, I should have just bought one. I was gonna like buy a brand new one because I wanted what, like, you know, Alan just made me want one so bad. Scarcity was high. And literally like the next week, this medium Loki just shows up like in front of CKS for like the exact same price, like in the exact same condition. And I sat down in it, like, and the foam was like perfect. I was like, just walked in there. I was like, oh, I'm buying this like right now. Like, can't miss out on this again. Alan's probably going to buy a second one if he sees this.
Yeah. What color did you end up with?
I needed two.
Yeah. I mean, why not? I need a second one. No, I got like, it's a really cool, like lime green and white and blue.
Nice.
It's awesome, man. It's the best boat. That's what I paddled yesterday down Pine Creek. Tons of splats, dude.
I'm so jealous.
I think I got one cartwheel. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
Sweet. Rolled twice. It was really cold.
Yeah. Yeah, the rolling has been a little chilly lately.
Fred rolled like four times, so he was really chilly. But dude, he took out the large rewind.
Yeah.
If you like, so he's a little too big for the large ripper. And he didn't really like that boat. He was like underwater the whole time in it. But he took out the large rewind, dude, and it was like perfect. And he was shredding it, man. He loved that boat. He was just going on and on about how awesome it was.
That's awesome.
You just get to the bottom of a rap. He's like, dude, did you see, like, it caught this line? And, like, I didn't even touch any rocks. And, like, it was so, like, maneuverable. Yeah,
he was
really stoked. Yeah.
So the only bummer about the rewind, which I just saw on Facebook today, is it seems like they're going to be real hard to get a hold of.
Yeah, CKS just got their September order in, like, this week. And I think every single boat except for two is already gone.
Yeah.
Half of them were like pre-orders from last year.
Yeah,
Dagger had to, like, everyone, yeah, they had to shut down their factory for quite a long time, what with the whole COVID situation. And it's just been a bit of a struggle, I think, to kind of get back up to where they want to be. So
yeah, man, you couple a company not making boats, and then when they are making boats, they're making wreck boats to catch up, and then every single paddler getting a check in the mail for the exact size, like the exact amount of a brand new kayak, like for the second summer in a row. Like,
yeah.
Boat scarcity is real.
Yeah, it is. Oh man. Shoot. I've been not thinking about half slices. I've been like, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to keep paddling my full slice or like my creaker, and shoot, now I want a half slice.
So what I've experienced is if you paddle your creek boat all the time and then you get in like your play boat, it's like really tippy. You're just like, whoa, like what's going on here? But if you paddle just a play boat like every single day, like down the numbers or like on the Arkansas through Browns, and then you go paddle like something more difficult and you jump in your creek boat, you never have a problem. Yeah. You're like, oh, this is just all, I'm a tank. Like I can paddle all this stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, half slice or full slice.
Do you have your, did you do your graph of what boats you were in last year?
Yeah.
Because I really need to do that this year, because I bet you I play boat more than I river run.
I do for sure.
I'm down in the park a lot.
Let's see. Oh, dude, I got it right here at Riverlog. So I have a really, really sweet, this is another thing I learned from Alan. Alan, I got all these sweet boat things. No, so like years ago, Alan was talking about how he was like entering his Riverlog. I was like, oh, I got to write it down. He's like, oh, dude, I don't write it down. I have like this just like Google sheet. Spreadsheet that I just filmed. I was like, that is the best idea I've ever seen. So now I have this like sheet has since 2015, man. I got like 7 years on there.
That's awesome.
Tallies up anyway, your thanks for that river miles, idea, Alan. Keeps a running log. And you know, I like the, yeah, it's great. You can average out how much water you're boating on, all kinds of stuff. It's a spreadsheet. You can do
it's
everything.
So cool, man.
What do you put in there? What do you guys, I got way too carried away and did like river mile or like, I don't know. I got way too carried away and like stopped putting stuff in. So like what categories do you have?
So I got mine up. I got, let's see, I got the date and then I got the river. I got the flow. I got the miles. I got the section. I got the boat. And then I got who I paddled with. And then I got like notes. Like, you know, sometimes I put stuff, sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
Like, here we go, dude. Here, I was on the salt. Three boats were lost, two at the put in. A father and just son joined us at Cherry Creek for the second night after losing their boat in Corkscrew.
Dang.
So, you know, I'll remember that in a few years. That was, it was a 6,000 to 10,000 CFS that day.
Is that a lot?
Yeah, it rarely gets above like 1,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like it was a rain on snow event. Dude, it was actually crazy, man. That morning we're like, we wake up like, you know, dude, every time we've driven to the salt, everyone just promises like, you know, beaches and bathing suits and, you know, like martinis and margaritas and just like beach volleyball. Dude, every time I've been, you know, I always drag Vance on these like, you know, super epics, dude. It's been like snowing. It's supposed to be like an 8-hour drive and it's always been like 14 or 15. And so we're like driving in, dude, like, you know, middle of the night again, it's like 2 a.m. and it's just like pouring rain, dude. You like can't even see the one. And then like to get to the camp, you got to drive down this like 5-mile like dirt road. So it's like, you know, like slip and slide clay.
Oh,
and like,
boy.
So we get in there and like we camp in like, you know, like 3 inches of mud. And so we like put in that morning, we're like all getting our gear together and it's just like pouring rain, dude. And we're like in the mud. It kind of sucks. Oh, this is like the day before COVID happened.
Really?
Because we'd like heard about COVID and my buddy was from Seattle and like this guy comes down and he's just like, oh, how you guys doing? Like trying to chit chat with us. He was going on a commercial tour and he's like, oh, where are you guys from? My buddy's like Seattle. And he's like jaw drop. And he started like backing away from us and he like didn't ask any more questions. And then when we got back, like we got off the river, like, there was like, you know, Vance was having a baby shower that was canceled. Like COVID was the real deal, but we're sitting there, we're rigging our boats. And all of a sudden we look up and like these two rafts just like float by and we're just like, what? And we kind of run to go get them, dude. And like, it's going from like 2000. Like, we woke up, it was like 1200 CFS. We put on, it was like $3,000.
Holy crap. Yeah.
And so we like run up to go talk to the, like tell these raft guys. We're like, dude, these like two boats just floated around. They're like, what color were they? They're like white. And they're like, oh, okay. That was the other company, man. I guess it just sucks to suck. And you're like, what? Like, you're not going to like, tell anyone?
And just like help out a little bit.
Yeah. So those were two of the three boats that were lost. It was wild, man. So it ended up spiking up to 10,000 like the next day. It was wild. It was a really good trip. But
were you kayak self-supporting then?
Yeah, that was a kayak self-support. Like, we never know what we're going to do because all I want to do is bring my raft. Bring like all the friends, man, bring like Megan and like the kids and blah, 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 blah. And it's just been these massive rain on snow events, terrible weather, like epic flash flooding. The year before it got to like $4,000 and I was rowing. And there was just not one eddy, man. It was like me rowing and like four kayakers. Snowed every morning. Then we got sun all day.
Dang.
We brought a teepee that we put a wood fired stove in.
Did you go with Noel on that one? Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That's crazy.
Love it.
All right, so yeah, okay, here we go.
What boat did you take down the salt?
The Machno.
Really?
Yeah, that's my creek boat. I got a medium Machno.
Yeah, I really need to upgrade to the large.
Yeah, you should be in a large. Large Machno is awesome, man. Jeff Hammond, old fish cop. Yeah, he paddles a large Machno.
Yep. I really need to do that.
Well, he's a little bit bigger than me, but he's not smaller than you.
Yeah. Yeah, Alan and I just picked up, well, I have a, what is it, EXP-10?
Oh,
with like a hatch and everything, and Alan just got the dagger. What'd you get, Alan?
Katana.
The Katana 10-4.
And I'm really excited about taking those out on some river trips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Fred just got one of those Stinger XPs.
Oh, sweet.
Those are so sick, man. I took those.
Those are so sick. Yeah. Are those 12-foot?
Oh, they're like longer than that. They're like
really
12-10.
Oh, dang.
Mm-hmm. They got that little pointy tail, man. It just had
yeah, they're pretty pointy.
Foot or whatever. Still counts.
Still does.
Nice.
Yeah. So, out of all my days last year, I paddled, you know, like 103 days.
Wow.
I was either in a playboat or a full slice playboat 40 or 52 times. So over 50%.
Yeah, over half.
Nice.
That's pretty much all Arkansas, man. It's like,
yeah,
hard to get out of the valley.
Yeah, it is hard to get out of the valley.
It is. It definitely is.
Which brings up the Embudo. I mean, you know, completely unrelated, but Are you from New Mexico, Nick?
Yeah, I grew up down in Gallup, which is there's not a river there, but
didn't know that. But I've heard really good things, and I'm assuming both you guys have paddled it, and I really need to figure it out.
Alan showed me down my first time.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's happening soon. I had a good time with us that day.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. No, I love the Embudo. I did live in Taos for like 3 years, and so I'd get on it a handful of times every season when I could. It's awesome. I mean, it's gorgeous New Mexico Creek. It's clean for the most part, you know, it's just scary enough, but there's a lot in there that you can have fun with. So it's fun.
Yeah, that's 100%, man. I rave about the Embudo. It's like what I think kayaking should be. It's like my favorite run, man. It's just like super fast, super steep. But like Alan said, it's like, it's pretty clean. Like, you know, you don't want to get out of your boat because it's like really scary, but you're not going to get out of your boat if you're just like kayaking well, you know,
you're doing decent.
It's clean. And if you're just like on your head, you know, there's no trees in New Mexico. That's what I always joke about. So it's like, there's no trees to get stuck as strange. You know, I always get blasted out. Or if it does get stuck, it's the wood is like so brittle, you know, just.
And for the most part, right, if you just kind of stay, if you're on it, and you just kind of stay right in the middle and just follow where most of the water is going, you know, you're going to be generally okay with that.
Yeah, I think every person that's ever ran the Embudo has ran MJ blind at one point. It's like one of the scariest rapids with like the biggest undercut, and like everyone is like, "I ever just paddling looking for the takeout, and then we just ran it." And we're just like, "Oh, I guess that was MJ."
There it went.
Yeah, one time we had a do what?
I was just saying it's just so fast and stacked; it's hard to know where everything is.
Yeah, for sure. I was definitely following some guy's gear down who had swam, and I knew he was fine. He had gotten out, but we were just kind of trying to keep eyeballs on the paddle in the boat. And me and this other guy were paddling down, following the boat in the water. And I look over and there goes the eddy for MJ's. I'm like, oh, well, crap. Guess I'm going to run it.
And here we go.
Here we go. It worked out. I was only under the undercut for just like a little bit.
Let's get a real nice righty in there, man. That's all that matters.
Yep.
Speaking of undercuts that I know about, Nick, have you run, what is it? The first drop in Taylor or Bailey rather?
Bailey? No, I haven't. That's like a fun versus reward situation. Yeah,
totally.
But I mean, it goes, man.
Yeah.
It's a good old lefty booth.
I ran it once. It went fine.
Yep. That one's a little scary though.
It's just, man, like it's just like the bubbles under the wall for like 15 feet. You're like,
I have no desire to run it again. Like that was enough.
Oh man.
I mean, all the rest of those rapids in there are like just so good though, man. I named my daughter Bailey because I love Bailey so much.
Oh, Bailey and Jackson, eh?
That's not the only reason, but you know, I try to put the kayak spin on it. Wife also had input, you know. Not like riding that animals.
One group of friends. You have another reason for another group of friends.
Yeah, it depends on who I'm talking to. Yeah.
Depends on if you're at the liquor store or standing on the edge of the river.
Yeah, exactly. But no, man, like, Bailey is like so good. Deer Creek. My rule of thumb is you have to do Deer Creek at least twice. You know, you have to lap it every time because it's the most fun rapid.
It is that so much fun.
Rock slide is so cool.
Yes.
Yep.
Dude, my very first time there, I'd like never seen it. And like, you know, we're like going down and like my buddy's like showing me, I'm scouting. There's a couple guys in the eddy and they're like, oh, just wait, you're going to run it. And we get to the rock slide. I'm like, so like, do you go like to the middle here? And he just turns and he's like, no, watch this, man. The dude like does the rock slide. And my mind was just like,
yep.
What you gonna do? Coolest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, man. That's awesome. I love that about kayaking. Like, I think I ran Browns with Noel, and he's just an incredible kayaker. But like watching him do all of these things, I was like, actually, another time at Nick, I was following you down like numbers race, and I was like, you can do that? That's the coolest thing ever. Awesome.
I think every line I do in the numbers was at some point it was like a Fat Bob, like OG Fat Bob line. He's like this this old school. He's like a old school paddler up at BV. But
dude, he was the guy. He opened up the whole thing. Are you kidding?
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Just opened like up. Paddling low water all the time. Just calling here. It's like 200. He's like, nah, man, we're going paddling. There's enough water.
Yep.
Like, yep. All these weird lines, and those are all the lines that everybody paddles today. You know.
Oh, dude, Fat Bob showed me down Bailey and Gore for my first time.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
He definitely showed me down Bailey. He might have showed me down Gore. Yeah.
I need somebody to show me down Gore.
Oh, dude, yeah. Anytime, man. We won't even scout tunnel, dude. Just follow my line.
Perfect. I got a snorkel.
I think it's better if you don't scout. Really, it's terrifying. Got
it. Yeah, man. And, like, I've probably run tunnel, like, you know, 100 times, and I think I've, like, not rolled, like, 15 of those, you know.
Wow.
Like you just plug it, man, and you just chunder, and then you just like roll up, and it's
just roll up. Yeah.
No big deal. That's
what you do.
Oh man.
Well, there's a nice like pool behind it, basically. Like it's a good spot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an easy spot to clean up, man. It's like you're not gonna lose your boat there because there's like a huge eddy, and yeah, it's good.
I just need to get Brad to sell me his large mug now.
Ooh, yeah.
That's long. Working on it. Keep sending him messages.
So,
hey man.
Okay,
I hear that boat's leaky. Just tell him how leaky that boat is.
Be like, yeah. It's only worth like $200 or $300.
Well, it's a brand new hull, but that's why it's so leaky.
Yeah, yeah, $200 or $300.
Oh man.
Oh boy.
Well, hey Nick, I gotta ask. We're all excited, of course, for high water, right? But I'd love to hear if you have any kind of crazy or awesome high water stories that you think about every year when you're getting into it, I don't know, maybe most hair-raising moment that you could think of out on the river that something happened to you along the way. What's on your mind? What do you got?
Let's see here. I think my most ridiculous one, I think about this one all the time. I don't know how many times I've told the story though, but me and my buddy Evan Shaw, this was a long time ago, probably 2011, maybe.
How good were you at boating at that point?
2010 was the really big water year.
Something like that.
So 2010. And so my buddy, maybe it's 2010 or 11, one of those big water years. And it's like $3,000 in the numbers. And me and my buddy Evan Shaw are like kind of first, like it's our first summer finally getting like big water in the numbers. You know, we used to be like, you know, kind of cut off at $2,000 or whatever. Just got good at kayaking the year before, so didn't get to see the big water. And you know, I don't know. It was like, we always just paddle playboats. It's like, oh, if it's high water, you just paddle playboats. So I was like, I had like a Project 52, which is like tiny boat. And then my buddy Evan, he just borrowed our friends. He'd like just gotten his like combat role that year and like just kind of first started paddling numbers. And we just paddled it like the day before. And we're like, oh, dude, like we're the best kayakers, man. Like we got this stuff. Like we can paddle the numbers at like $3,000. And so he's like in a bar with an all star. I'm in like this Project 52, and like we're paddling down, man. It's going pretty good. And then like there's like a like right above the bridge before number 5.
Yep.
On the left side, man, there's like right now it's like there's like 3 different channels, kind of like this shelf rock. But at high water, that turns into like really stompy hole. And so like, you know, we're having a pretty good time, but like Evan gets like stuck in that and gets like chundered for like a while. He's just getting like window shaded, but like this dude holds on forever, man. He never ever swims. He just holds on.
Let go.
He like finally gets out, dude. We like we go over to shore and like I paddle up to him. He's like catching his breath. He's like, oh man, that was wild. It's like, yeah, dude. It's like, all right, man, like you ready? And he's like, yep. And so we like catch our breath, get good, get calm, and we like paddle up to number 5. And like 5 at high water, it's like a pretty easy line as long as you get right. But to like get right, there's like just these huge laterals you got to bust through. And so like I'm getting right. And then like, you know, Evan is just like super gassed from getting like chundered in this hole. He gets like super typewritered and like flipped in like the entry kind of guardian rocks.
Oh,
and
God.
Then like, I don't know if you like at 5 at high water, like there's a lot of river on shore there, you know, like goes through. Like,
yeah, usually through a tree, several trees. Yeah.
There's like this huge like root ball that I always think's a person standing on shore, but it's just like a 6-foot tall root ball that's over there. So that's all like in the river at this point, you know. And there's like all those guardian rocks once again, like way over there on the left, make like a huge, like even a bigger hole than the one above the bridge.
Yeah.
And so anyway, he rolls up, and then like I'm like looking to the left, like is going down number 5, and I just see him like drop into this like monster hole, and it's like, oh, this is not good. Like, he's probably gonna swim, right? And so I'm like freaking out. It's like, oh man. So it's like I paddle to the bottom of the rapid, and I'm like, where there's now like that porch, there's like a little like deck,
yeah,
you know, sticking out. Like that deck wasn't there. I'm like underneath that tree, and I like jump out of my kayak to like grab my throw rope, and I like set my boat down, and like right as I grab my throw boat, like Evan like floats by, and I like, you know, miss the bag, and it's like, shit, I need to get back in my boat. And then like at that point I kick my boat into the river, and it's like so high now, like my boat just like disappears down the river. Oh, and so God. Like now Evan's swimming, it's like I don't have a kayak, he doesn't have a kayak, and it's like just shit show, you know. And so like he ends up swimming out on like the right side of the river, like somewhere around the claw, and like I swim over to the left side of the river, and like we end up like hiking back and like met back at the bridge, and it's just like, well, that was wild. And so I think we ended up like one of us, I think we like hitchhiked, but we ended up walking up, we found the All-Star. And then my old boss found my like Project 52 at Ruby Mountain, like 3 days later.
Wow.
And, made Big Tim some cookies, picked up my boat. Yeah. Gave him like a six pack and some cookies.
The Project 52 reminded me, I paddle with Jody a lot, and she like never paddles anything besides her playboat. And last year Alan took me down triple drop at the bottom of Pine Creek, and I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. Excellent. I brought my Machno. I was like, this is great time. And I was like, Jody, you should come along. And she like brings her Project 52, and it's like 1200, mm-hmm, 1400. We put in at the eddy like right below the Pine Creek hole. I like, you're good to go. And she's like, yeah. I peel out, look back upstream. She doesn't even peel out. She just like flips over immediately, hitting the current.
It's like, really shallow right there, dude.
Yeah. And my poor girlfriend is standing there watching, and she's like, she doesn't really know that much about kayaking. And afterwards she was like, I guess I just thought that was how it was supposed to be. And I'm like, she carps another roll. It's like getting close to triple drop, and she made it back up, but I was like, oh fuck, what have I done?
Yeah.
But yeah, the Project 50 I had, is that, that's different than a Project X?
Yeah, it's like, it was the code before. I think my Project 52, Project X, and then the Mobius is the most wave sport
playlist. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't a Project X, but I had the Project X 64, and I love that boat, and paddled a good time in Brown's High Water last year. Did a nice like backflip off a Zoom Flume.
Nice. Yeah, man, I like the Project 52. It's just like, I don't know, they're like never summer snowboards. Like all the playboats are the same, and then you paddle like Jackson boats, and they're just like so much better. God, it's like same crazy with never summer. It's like, oh yeah, like all snowboards are great, and then you paddle never summer, and you're like, oh my gosh,
nothing really makes that much difference. Really, huh?
Dude, they're so good.
Huh.
Excellent boards.
Yeah, no, the Jackson playboats are insane.
So good.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to get in the hole this summer.
Dude, surfing is the jam. Well, how high do you guys think the river is going to be?
Alan?
Yeah, let's get some high water. All
right. I've had to readjust, of course, right? I've had to readjust my my guesses because we've gotten a lot of
some snow.
Late snow.
Hard to time.
I don't know. 2.5, 25, 26?
That's what it got to last year, right, in the numbers?
Are we talking about Nathrop or below granite?
No, I'm thinking Nathrop. So okay. The takeout for Browns Canyon.
Browns Canyon. At Hecla. So the Arkansas River at Hecla Junction. I guess that's your home. That's your marker. That's, dude, I think it's gonna be higher than that. I'm thinking what'd you say? You said 24?
No, like 26.
26? Okay. I was gonna say like 28. Maybe like 31 at Hecla, and it's going to get to like 27, 26 in the numbers. I think it's like, I think the numbers is going to be closed for like 4 days.
Think so?
Yeah, man, that's like, I don't know. They have been kind of, I feel like the dams have been involved more with the flow in the past few summers than they were like my first like handful of years out here.
Mm-hmm.
I used to feel like there was zero communication between the boating community and the dams, but
no, I feel like that's improving. At least they generally tell us what they're going to do. So
High water is kind of like the stock market. You look back afterwards and you're like, there was the peak. Why didn't I paddle that day? I should have bought in.
Dude, that's one of my crown jewel moments is like the biggest the Arkansas has been in the last like 10 years, maybe longer, since like that 97 or 98 year. Mm-hmm. Was like, it was like 4180 at the below granite gauge that the numbers put in at like,
that's crazy,
at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I paddled from like 1 to 3 that day.
Oh.
Just like, dude, I hit like the numbers at peak. And that was like, that was awesome. Another crazy day. It's like, I have my buddy, Garrett McGowan. He's a really good paddler, but for some reason, like that summer, man, every time I paddled with him, he like swam at some point. He's finally like, dude, I don't think I can paddle with you for like a month, man. I think I keep swimming because I'm paddling with you. But we put in at stealth and we like got through car crash or like, or zero as people call it. And we're like kind of in the boogie afterwards and he ended up swimming and we were with, I guess one of his friends, but it was this, oh man, I hope I don't offend him, but this, I think he's French, guy named Sebastian, and he has like a really, really thick accent. And I run into him someplace every year since then. But dude, I couldn't understand a word he was saying. Like I was like, dude, what? And, you know, it's so loud and he has this thick, heavy French accent. And like our buddy Garrett ends up like walking out and it's just like, I'm in a playboat and he's in a tiny playboat. And I was like, do you know this river, man? Like, it's like really hot. Like, are you good? And he's just like, yes, like I follow you. And I was like, all right, man. Like, and okay, we had an awesome day, man. It's like I could barely understand what he was saying. I was like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, but it turns out, yeah, he speaks English great. Really, really smart guy. Lives in Colorado Springs. Really good paddler. So yeah, if you ever see him out there, give him a high five. But
is his name like, does he go by like Machine Gun or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know
what I'm talking about. No,
he's like
Uzi.
Oh, yeah. Uzi? No, that's a. I love paddling with that guy too.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know his name for like a year. Dude, I've been paddling with him for a year. You know, I just called him Uzi. And one day he's like, oh, hi. Like, my name's Brian. I was like, dude, your name's Brian? I have no idea.
Oh, that's funny. That's awesome. I can't freaking wait for high water. Well, okay.
What do you think it's going to be, Ryan?
Yeah, what's your guess?
Not at Nathrop, at Hecla.
At Hecla.
Your guys' guesses sound pretty right on. I pay a lot more attention to the granite gauge. And I think if it hit 2,500, because I think that's what it hit last year at Granite. And like I hit the high water day last year and that was 2,500 was sweet.
Dude,
it's a great lap.
I'm pretty into that. So that's my vote. Like 2,500 Granite, which what's it put it at in at Hecla?
Yeah, 28. What was it last year?
25 at Granite would put it much closer to 3 at least down at Hecla, wouldn't it?
Alan, do you remember what it peaked at last year down in Hecla?
I don't remember exactly. I can maybe look that up.
Neither here nor there. But yeah, man, I don't know. It's gonna be really good.
Yeah. So while Alan's looking that up, one of my goals for someday in my paddling career is I really want to run Granite to Canyon City in a day.
Yeah, man. You should talk to Nelson's done that at like really high water.
Yeah. How high does it have to be to make
that doable? Fishcop did it at really, really low water. Dude, he did like a, I don't know, man. It was like a 16-hour epic paddling in his headlamp.
But, that'd be brutal.
But Nelson did it with like Johan and a few other people. And they put on a like sunrise in Granite, you know, and you're running Pine Creek at like $3,000, like before it's like light out.
Almost in the dark. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they did it in longboats.
Yep. I'd like to, I don't know if CKS is going to have it, but if they have like a 12 R.
Yeah, dude, the 12 R is so awesome.
Have you paddled it?
I only paddle on flat water. We paddle from Moab to Lake Powell.
Yeah.
So there's 17 miles of white water in Cataract Canyon, but the other 130 were really flat.
Oh, jeez. 130.
Man, and it was so legit. It was like it felt like a creek boat. It was like the first longboat that you could like, I don't know, easily steer and get on edge and like actually carve. So I feel like that's kind of tougher sometimes.
Have you paddled a green boat too? I'm assuming.
Yeah, I owned a green boat for a long time. I love the Greenboat, man. I think so. The Stinger XP is the best for self-support trips because it has a hatch and
scale. Because of
the
hatch. Yeah, yeah.
But it is the least good in whitewater out of all three of them. Mm. Like, dude, the Greenboat in flatwater really sucks. But then when you get it in whitewater, it is like, it is so nice, man. It's like nimble and you can move it. I'm sure Alan.
Because it, I love mine. It really feels like a creek boat
when you're in whitewater. Awesome.
You can kind of move stuff and you can really just work it like you can a creek boat and really pick it apart. But I agree. You know, flat water is flat water, but it sucks for camping, you know, because it's got, doesn't have a hatch, and the mm-hmm. hull or the back of the boat right behind the seat gets so flat that it's like,
dude, it's like 4 inches.
5 inches tall. Yeah. Right behind the seat. So you have to make all of your dry bags and these stupid little like tiny, you know, pill shaped things, like push them back there.
And then you have your back is just full of all these tiny little loose bags. Yeah.
Tiny little bags. Yeah. But
so I would say out of all those, and then the 12R. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I found the river gauge for Nathrop for last year. 21 and change on June 20th, 18th, that range.
How high did it get last year at Granite?
Probably lower than that.
Was it just 2K? I thought for some reason it was like 24.
I don't think the numbers closed last year.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I had
a great time last year, so I can do that again.
Yeah, so I'd be curious to get your guys' opinion on this, but in my opinion, I think like 2,800 is like the most difficult level for like
in the numbers.
For every section, man. Like, if it says 2,800 on the gauge and the numbers, like, everything is, like, at its steepest before it, like, floods at, like, 3 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you know, it's, like, all those high water moves are just building. And then...
Yeah, totally. I think at that range, you up to 3, you still have all of the massive holes that you have mm-hmm. to deal with. And then at, you know, 3 or so, like you say, it kind of washes out a little bit and you can... Things open up again.
Yeah, and like the gorge, sure. You know, the gorge is the same way, man. At like 2,800, like you're kind of paddling away from everything in the gorge. It's like real steep and like kind of loud and angry looking.
Dude,
that's something I want to do this year.
The gorge, high water, heck yeah.
Yep.
I had one of my more white knuckle paddling experiences in the gorge. I had not yet moved to Colorado, but I was just visiting and I was tagging along with some friends who are raft guides at RGR down there. And so we put on late, it was above cutoff. It was like 3.5 or something. It was really big down there. And God, they were in playboats. And so they ran it all the time. They knew where they were. I had never seen it. And I was in a crux, which if you know what a crux is, it's like a short, slow potato creek boat that Necky used to make. Not good for big water at all. And so I was just getting pushed around everywhere and I had no idea where any of the holes were. I didn't know what any of the moves were. I was just following these two guys who knew where they were going. And I always remember that as kind of like one of my weirdest, most kind of gripped experiences. And all it was the gorge, but just high water. Yeah. I had never seen it before.
Well, I don't know, man. Like if you've never seen it, like sunshine's intimidating because it's like the kind of that, I mean it's almost easy at that level, you know, because you just go down the bottom, but just how it looks. And then I mean sledgehammer's huge, like boat eater's terrifying.
It was all huge. Yeah, I just remember it being
wall
all
slammers
huge.
Like massive. Yeah, yeah. No, but dude, so I kind of joke about that, like I don't think I've ever seen the gorge between 700 and like 2500, because I know like you know the only time I ever go is like in March, like right now, and it's like 400 down there and you're like, oh, it's 80 degrees and 400. Let's go get some sunshine and like big water. Or it's like June and you're like, oh my god, the gorge is like 3600, like
it's we have to go.
We gotta go. Yeah, that's like I never go any other time than that. I don't know any normal lines.
I've paddled it at 700 and at 2000, and at 2000 it was phenomenal. I had a blast.
Awesome.
Yeah,
so going back to like the 2800, I think like 1800 is like the most perfect classic level for every section too. It's like everything's filled in, but it's not flooded. Like nothing's like scary or steep. It's just like fluffy and fun.
1800 is really fun.
Yeah. Like Duke Brown's is like amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. The whole dang river's so good. Dude, we're going to be in there in like a month, dude.
Oh, man. That's the best news I've had all day. Boy. High water numbers is just magical. It's so good. I learned so much from paddling the numbers. Like that took all those skills and stuck them over on Bailey and was like, oh yeah, I got this. Mm-hmm. No problem. Mm-hmm. Numbers are awesome.
No, yeah, I think the numbers awesome backyard training lap. Just because it's accessible.
I live in BV.
Yeah. Yep. Hey man, I'm slowly creeping up there. I now live halfway between Salida and BV. So there you go.
Don't you think I didn't notice, man? It's like, oh, you know, if you have the option between Swiss Vale and Hecla, it's like, well, Hecla is about a half hour closer to the numbers, dude.
Exactly. Yep.
We were like, you know, we were looking at when we were buying a house, we were looking at down in Salida, and like, you know, there was like the two downsides were like, well, I'd have to drive to BV for my job, but mostly I'd have to drive past BV for the numbers, and I'm just gonna spend all my time up here anyway. You know, it's like,
yep,
you should probably go North Valley.
So I don't know if you've seen Nick, but I just bought a truck and a little camper rooftop tent thing.
2021, man, the summer of new trucks.
Dude, the summer of new trucks. But I'm not saying this is the whole reason I bought it, but I definitely am going to be spending the night for some like, you know, early down morning patrols. Laps.
Yeah, down patrol, man. That's the fact that, so man, BB, it's special, dude. I'm like 12 minutes, you know, downtown BB, the stoplight's like 12 minutes from the numbers takeout, like 18 minutes from like Pine Creek. And then it's like 20 minutes or like 21 minutes to like Denny Creek, you know, in the winter. And it's just like, man, it's like, it's pretty good here.
Ah, oh, boy.
So, yeah.
Yep.
That's not fair.
So close. it's almost like, but yeah, the Dawn Patrols, man, that's a full lap, you know, 7 miles, a class 4 whitewater world class in 2 hours.
I will wake you up.
So good.
Yeah.
It's a good way to wake up.
We do we do the Java surfs, man. Vance and I are beginning to, you know, you bring your really nice double insulated mug of coffee down to the play park and you just like throw it on a rock and then you and your buddy just take turns surf, man, and just drinking hot coffee, waiting for the sun. The best part of the whole morning surf is like right when the sun gets over Midland Hill, the spray starts making like rainbows.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like every morning, man, and then you go for a little swim afterwards and then start your day.
That's a fantastic idea. I might have to remember that because I don't know if you probably haven't. Nick, have you seen the new play wave up here during the summer?
No, here? I haven't surfed and slide in a while. I used to go down and like surf and eat at Amica's every year.
The new play wave is hectic. There is like there's a line of like 30 kids trying to get in there to surf their subs, but I bet if I go at like 6 a.m. I wouldn't have that problem.
Yeah, that's like, you know, that's kind of my thing is like that happened to our staircase wave. It's real busy now because it's like, man, it's awesome. You can throw anything in there and float and can't wait to take my kid down there. But luckily there's 5 waves and 2 of them no one ever surfs, dude. There's like the Lodo wave, the last one, which is like, yeah, all you can do is front surf it and like side spin and kind of blunt. But like it is so fun, dude.
You showed me that wave and it is hectic.
Oh, it's so fun.
And like, but no, it's so fun.
Yeah, just rowdy. Just bouncing.
Whenever I'm in that whenever I'm in that wave, I'm usually demoing some boat from CKS or from, you know, Paddle Fest in years back or something. I'm always like never outfitted for me or anything like that. I'm like, oh crap. Why did I get in this hole?
Oh, dude, totally, man. And you like you don't really want to swim. Like BV Falls is like right down.
It's like right there.
But yeah. But that thing with that wave is like, dude, as high as the river gets, that wave is still good. And it's you know, the first 3 times you like when you get beat down, it's like you get really kind of chundered. But
yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's true.
But like, you know, there's no boogie boarders down there.
Yeah, no, true. There's no boogie boarders down there.
Yeah, that's why I usually surf that one. Our pocket wave's really good. They did some work on that. And at high water, it's like, it's great.
So do you have like a surf night or surf morning? Like, do you just kind of go whenever? Cause I'm starting to think that like kind of like Numbers Cross. I'd love to have a night where everybody goes out and like, I think we did it for Numbers Cross last year. We did a little surf sesh.
Yeah, we did that for that was for the final one.
Yeah, and that was great.
Yeah, it's a good idea. No, I don't know. We don't have that. We should set something up. Have like, a weekly surf sesh.
And maybe like swap back and forth between BB and Salida or I don't know. Good, just like an excuse to get up there or down here.
Yeah, man, the Salida
just to get out in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Some
I might
sessions, dude. Like getting there, you get there like right at 6:45 or so. It's like super good.
Huh.
So we have to work on this. Think about it, pull some people together, put something down for the summer, and then we'll announce it on one of our shows coming up.
Perfect.
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah, that's an excellent plan.
Why not?
Yeah, I got some ideas. I might even be able to call it work. probably not. I'm looking at the time here, and I need to get moving. So,
cool, man.
Nick, thanks so much for having being on. It was great to have you. I don't think we're done talking about half slices or high water.
Yeah, man. Well, dude, after paddling yesterday, talking about kayaking for an hour was just about as rejuvenated as actually paddling for an hour.
I agree 100%.
Still just in it, you know.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks for being on, Nick.
Right on.
And
yeah, that was a great time.
Catch you next time. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, fellas. Good seeing y'all.
And it's an adolescent fantasy, and we really ought to lose it. We're acting like we're in control, we're destined to lose it. And the lyric that the rocks smell like a long into the night. Cause you may dare to dim the river, but you cannot stem the tide. You better run.